Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And breezy. Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy 56 for the high today. We made it. We're so proud of you. Thank you guys for starting the weekend off with us. It's time to play. Are you smarter than a sixth grader?
I fear I'm not, and I'm freaking out.
It's a rhetorical question. In the studio this morning, breaking all the rules and skipping school, is my niece Olivia, who turned 12 years old this week. Happy birthday, Livy.
Happy birthday.
Olivia and Breezy have been rivals for quite some time now.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Quite some time. And the question is, who's smarter? Breezy or Olivia?
I don't think we even need to play, if I'm being honest. I think Olivia's way smarter than me.
Well, this morning, we're going to get to the bottom of it once and for all. I'm going to ask a series of questions, and whoever answers first with the correct answer is awarded 1 point. Each of you have a bell in front of you. Go ahead and ring it. That's right. And what I'm going to do is ask each of you one question at the same time. I'm going to ask one question, and then if you know the answer, hit that bell, and then give me your best answer. Okay? There's a total of 10 questions on the board.
You're going down, Olivia. So
go ahead.
We'll see about that.
That's it. Talk some trash to Breezy. She's used to it.
You're a Chiefs fan, so it's only right that you lose like you did on Sunday. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll see.
Who is walking away this morning with their head held high?
Me.
A 31 engaged middle-aged woman.
I wouldn't say middle-aged.
Or Olivia, a sixth grader who just turned 12.
Who has her whole life ahead of her.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Question number one. Get your hands on your bell. Question one. What is the largest U.S. state by area? Who rang first? Olivia?
Alaska.
Is Alaska your final answer?
Yes.
Alaska would be correct.
Really? I was going to say Texas, so.
Yeah. One, okay, we got one on the board for Olivia. Let's go to question number two. Question two. Breezy, huge football girl.
Huge football girl.
Who won the Super Bowl in 2022? Olivia.
The LA Rams.
That's correct.
I think I went first, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I ran first.
Do you know what the answer would have been? Was it LA Rams?
Yeah, it was.
Question number three. At what month does a pregnant woman start to show her baby bump? Breezy? What month does a woman start to show her baby bump?
I'm going to say June.
How is this fair? This is not sixth grade questions.
We're looking for how many months in. Not the name of a month.
Oh, right.
How many months? Olivia, this goes to you. How many months in does a woman start to show her baby bump?
I'm going to guess three.
No, we're looking for 4 to 5, but it was a good guess. Let's go to question number 4.
So what happens? Nobody gets that point?
Nobody.
Okay.
Question 4. Which pop star sings the song Shake It Off? Breezy?
Taylor Swift.
That would be 100% correct. It's Taylor Swift. Let's go to the next question.
She's a part of your Chiefs kingdom.
Question 5. We are tied 1-1.
No, we're tied. It's 2-1. Olivia's 2.
Sorry, Olivia. It's 2-1. Let's go to question 5. How many players are on the field for each team in soccer? Breezy?
10.
That would be? That's incorrect. We're going to go over to Livy. How many players are on the soccer field on each side?
If you don't get this right, you're...
By the way, Olivia, you play...
I know.
You play soccer. How many people are on the field?
She's like, I'm not counting when I'm out there.
No, exactly. Wait, hold on. Okay.
This is timed, Olivia.
You have 3 seconds.
9.
The answer would be 11. Your father's shaking his head.
But I'm closer.
It was 9.
Let's go to question number 6.
Was.
A rectangle has a length of 10 and a width of 4. What is its area? Breezy?
90. Oh, you mean I don't know. I thought you meant angle.
That is incorrect. Olivia, we're going to go to you.
She doesn't know that.
Sixth graders do.
What is area?
Area in the width. You have a rectangle that has a length of 10. The width is 4. This is pretty obvious.
Are we playing Baby Einstein? What are we doing now? What is happening?
What is
it?
Come on.
These are pretty easy questions. It's pretty obvious. Me and Olivia are like,
Olivia,
what?
You got 2 seconds. Time is up. We got to go on to the next question.
I don't know.
The score is 2-1.
Okay.
What is it?
I thought it was 2-2.
You're right.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
It's 2-2.
You're a horrible scorekeeper.
I'm doing a lot over here. What is the name of the Kansas City Chiefs home stadium? Olivia?
Come on! Olivia!
You're wearing a Chiefs hoodie!
I know.
What is the name? Any guesses? We got to go on to...
Not you phoning a friend.
Breezy, do you know the answer? It's Arrowhead Stadium.
And I'm not even a Chiefs fan.
No, she's not.
I was.
Let's go to question 9. Olivia, do Uncle Moose proud here. How many amendments are in the United States Constitution?
I'm not even ringing it.
Nobody has an answer here?
Okay,
my dad.
Wait, I feel like I knew this in fourth grade.
I need an answer. Come on, sweetie. What is it? How many amendments in the Constitution? You got 2 seconds.
4?
I'm going to go 10.
Both of you are way off. The answer we're looking for is 27. And we're going to the last question.
Okay.
Last question. What layer of the earth do we live on? What's it called?
Pass.
It's my favorite part of the pizza.
Look.
Olivia?
The crust? What?
The crust would be 100% right. You just beat Breezy 3-2!
Yay! Good job, Breezy.
Good job, girly.
Oh, that was orgasmic. That was wonderful.
Wowzers.
Really wonderful job. Olivia, you absolutely crushed it. Nice job. You beat Breezy. And the question was, are you smarter than a sixth grader? And the answer is yes. How do you feel?
Good. I mean, I just started sixth grade, so.
Yeah, she's like, I really don't know all this information. But
by the way, if anyone ever asks you if a rectangle has a length of 10 and a width of 4, the answer is 40.
I don't think anyone's going to ask us that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com. Anytime. Call or
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I'm trying to get a census this morning on how many people have done something similar. Mm-hmm. And if there is enough of you that actually think this is a good idea, I think I'm going to go through with it.
I don't think it's a great idea at all.
I was invited to a dinner party this weekend for a housewarming. The host is supplying all the apps. They're supplying all the drinks. But everyone is in charge of actually making a meal and bringing it.
Sure.
So, of course, I'm like, well, would this be wrong if I decided? Because they're very particular on the invite about making something to pass. And I was wondering if I make something or if I decide I'm going to go ahead and just pick something up from the store, pass it off as my own.
That's so savage. You can't do that.
But they have a group chat. I'm not responding to any of these messages. Someone texted Moose, have you decided what you're going to make?
Sure.
And I panicked and I was like, I don't know. I can do the eggplant parm. And which I've never made in my entire life.
No, that's psychotic.
I've never made it. So I found a place in Irondequoit. I think it's like Guida's. And they do a really good eggplant parm.
How do you know they do a good one?
Well, I looked up places to purchase eggplant parm.
Best eggplant parm here. Like, I've never tasted it, never sampled it, don't know anything.
The reviews were through the roof.
Sure.
So on Saturday, tomorrow, I'm thinking I'll pick it up in the afternoon, put it in my own casserole dish, and bring it over there.
You're going to ruin it just in the transport.
No.
Yeah, you will. You definitely will. I don't even think that this is a horrible idea because you're going to sit there and you're going to take all the credit and then it's going to be so disingenuous. And then the next time they're going to have you remake it, quote unquote, make it.
Now
you're going to be out like $100.
Who's got time to sit there on a Saturday and make eggplant parm? Not me.
No,
guys.
You are actually the only person probably listening to this that does have time. You have no kids. You have no girlfriend. Respectfully, of course.
252-9800. Would you smash or pass my eggplant parm, even though it's not homemade? Okay, I want to hear from some of you. Mark texted in first. He goes, dude, as long as you played it nicely, nobody's going to know the difference. Just don't get anything frozen and try and heat it up because that's disgusting.
Sure.
I'm not going to get anything frozen. I have a little class.
He goes, I'm not going to get anything frozen. I don't have the time to heat it up. Please.
Becky says, Moose, I would smash. Homemade is ideal, but life happens. Just make it look nice. Smile and move on.
But I know you, and I know you're going to take all the credit, and you're going to be like, thank you. I worked tirelessly over the stove for this. Like, thank you so much.
What difference does it make?
You're lying.
One time I cooked a dinner for this girl that came to my place. It wasn't... Do you guys remember Boston Market? It was gourmet. Mashed potatoes, rotisserie chicken. I put a bunch of pots and pans in the sink. I was like, yeah, I cooked. Becky says, I do this all the time and nobody is ever able to tell the difference. My family thinks I cook. I don't cook. It's called Wegmans Meals to Go.
Right.
Oh, look who's calling.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Teresa's on the phone. Hello, PXY. What's up?
There she is.
Oh, my God, Moose. You know, you are absolutely disgusting.
I've been saying this for years.
What is wrong with you guys?
Stop saying you guys. Listen.
You know, so someone invites you to their house for dinner and you're going to bring a dish that you brought at the store?
Well.
And you're going to pass it off as your own? Really?
It's a tale as old as time, Teresa.
First of all. You're freaking fro- fraud. This makes me sick. This is disgusting.
First of all, Teresa, it's not that I'm going to get this eggplant parm from the store itself or in the frozen food section. I'm simply picking it up most likely from this restaurant, and I'm passing
it
off.
The one with roaches?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious really?
Yeah, why is it a problem, Teresa?
You know, I'm Italian, born and raised, okay? This is absolutely insulting to everything I stand for. You know, why can't you just cook something at home?
Teresa, the time.
And you know what? There's thousands of recipes online that you could look at, you know? It's sickening. Your generation today is so friggin' lazy.
You are so judgy.
You're so hostile.
You know
not
what?
Not to mention, it's dishonest, don't you think? And second, it's embarrassing.
Teresa, oh my God. Not every single person, Teresa, has a kitchen in their basement.
If you invite people over for a meal, you show them care. No.
Not everybody has a kitchen in their basement. Not everybody's an old Italian retired woman who has the time for this
stop
stuff.
Stop being lazy.
Not the kitchen next to the sump pump.
Listen, stop being so lazy, okay? I've had dinners where everything is made from scratch. The pasta, the sauce, the bread, the dessert. You know, I know what goes in it, okay? What are you saying?
You expect people to do that?
That's what makes a dinner party special. Don't you get it? I mean, are you that... Oh, my God. You know, listen, I have three daughters.
Oh, yes.
All of them know how to cook. Okay? That's right. That's right. And my one daughter's going through a divorce. Her ex never once said thank you. Thank you for a beautiful home-cooked meal. He's a bum.
Hey, okay? I have a question. I think that maybe, just maybe, your daughter and Moose should get together.
No.
Oh,
that
please.
Would be...
Please. Oh, yeah, I'm sure she could teach him something, let me tell you.
First of all, your daughter would only be so lucky.
Oh, God. Oh, no,
you would be so lucky. You would be so lucky.
Actually, you would be lucky she'd teach you how to cook.
She can actually do laundry, too, you know. Okay.
Can I ask you something, though, about your daughter, Teresa?
Okay,
if me and your daughter were to date,
okay,
how often, realistically, do you think I would have to see you?
That you would have to see me?
Yeah.
Every day, my dear. Every day.
I'm out.
Nightmare.
I'm out.
Listen. All I got to tell you is if you can't cook, don't pretend, okay?
Okay, Teresa, you're so passionate about Moose and all of the things that he does. I feel like you never get as angry about me, and I'm kind of offended.
Listen, aren't you a lesbian?
What does that have to do with literally anything? Happily.
Moose, listen, all seriousness, okay? Let me tell you, just don't do this, because you're really breaking my heart, okay? Really.
This woman who we've never met before.
Just please, like I said, do me a favor and just don't do that, okay?
I won't. Okay, fine, Teresa. But even if I did decide to pass this eggplant parm that's restaurant bought and I pass it off as my own, I'm telling you right now, there's not a single person there who's probably either A, going to care, or B, definitely not going to notice. That's all I'm saying. Mm.
They're going to notice instantly, okay? There's a big difference from food made from scratch, okay? Everybody's going to notice. And you should be ashamed.
I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but please, think about it.
I'm not ashamed at all. But I do appreciate you calling up, because every time you call, my blood pressure goes through the roof, and I thank you for that. I can already feel my ankles swelling.
Okay, I'm done. Have a good weekend.
All right.
I love you.
Whoa, God. Somebody get her some help.
Or a Xanax.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Paid for by Hims and Hers Health Plans. Not available everywhere.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The 4th annual Flower City Tattoo Convention returns to Rochester. And word on the street is it's bigger, it's better than ever. And in the studio with us this morning is Rob DiPiazza, the event director, and of course, our good buddy, Tommy Bechtold.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's your boy, Tommy Bechtold, entrepreneur, psychic to the stars, dog dad, maybe. We don't know. And what else? I love her fine cheeses.
Yes, that's right. And of course, crypto enthusiasts.
That's right. Cryptocurrency enthusiasts, guys. You got to buy the dip.
All right. So,
and then there's Rob.
anything as fun as that.
And then there's Rob. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate it. To talk about what's going to be happening down at the Riverside Convention Center.
Yeah.
So we're getting inked up or what?
Yeah. Hashtag guys with sleeves. Hashtag inked up.
Sure.
This is actually, Breezy and I had a conversation about this morning. We're thinking about getting our first tattoo.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's do
We're tattooless. We're naked. And we've been talking about it and hemming and hawing over it for the past 3 years.
So
Moose does this cute thing where he just gets fake tattoos and puts them on all the time. He's like, you like my ink? I'm like, it's washing off in the shower tonight. But yeah, I love it. tell us everything we need to know if we were to go get our first tattoo this weekend.
Yeah. This is going to be super embarrassing, but now my website is in an overhaul. I was trying this morning. I'm talking to my website guys, like, I'm going on the radio at 9:30. You better have this thing fixed.
Marketing PR on fleek.
I know it is bad, but I've been trying to overhaul it this past weekend just to pretty it up, and it was running and then it's down and then it's up, so it should be back up today. FlowerCityTattoo.com when it's back up later on today, or you can go on Instagram at Flower City Tattoo Convention. I post all the artists on there, and I put an example of all their work. So you can basically find, you know, some sort of style that you're looking for, and you can directly message with that artist. But if you don't know what type of or who you want to go to, we're actually going to have stations set up at the convention, which I think is really nice because no convention does this. There's going to be a couple flags set up that just says, I need a tattoo. And you can come up to that station and literally show one of our workers something that you like.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to have a map of all the artists and their styles, and they'll introduce you to a couple different artists and just let you know, like, hey, this is so-and-so. They do that type of style. We just wanted to introduce you guys, and maybe you can work something out.
Are they doing it right then and there?
They're going to do it right then and there,
wow,
yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah. Which is because, I mean, this is your fourth year, but this is the most vendors you've ever had, over 400 artists.
There's going to be over 400 artists there, yeah. We got a bunch of dudes from Ink Masters, a bunch of guys and girls from Ink Masters. We have piercers available. We have celebrities that are going to be there. The guy that played Jason in the very first Friday the 13th movie is
no kidding.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, I mean, let's start off with what are the actual dates that this is going to be going to the convention center?
Yeah. So November 21st, 2nd, and 23rd, all three dates start at noon.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday, it will go to 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Sunday it goes to
not
8
Club
o'clock.
Inc. Just going up.
And where can people purchase their tickets for this?
So when the website is working, it's flowercitytattoo.com. There's a ticket spot right on there. You don't get a hard ticket. You just keep your receipt. You bring it right to the door, and they'll process it right there. Or if you want to wait till the last second, you can come up to the door. We do offer first responders.
That's awesome.
Yeah, half off. And then if there is any left, there is a website called vettix.org. Mm-hmm. It is for veterans. There are some free 3-day passes available on that for veterans.
Okay.
Love that.
This is the fourth annual Flower City Tattoo Convention. If you guys, like Breezy and myself, we don't have tattoos, but we are, you know, we're looking to get inked.
I do want to mention that Kim Kardashian famously said the reason she doesn't have tattoos is because you wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Maserati.
Bentley, so, but yes.
Oh, Bentley, yeah. And Breezy, I want you to follow that advice. Moose, I think you're good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, what is the tattoo confessional booth that I've been hearing about?
Yeah.
And whose idea was that?
Is it a reality show? Because it's giving reality show vibes. Or church, whatever.
So it's kind of, honestly, Tommy was my inspiration for it. So Tommy and I have been friends since middle school, actually. My mom actually sent me a picture of our school T-shirt that we all had to sign back in like fifth or sixth grade.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And
and he still had the beard?
Yeah, Tommy did have a beard back in school.
I had tattoos. You know.
Yeah.
I signed my name like John Hancock. It's like 10 times the size of everyone else's signature.
Yeah.
It's personalized.
But we were right above each other. But Tommy's sobriety, I don't know if you guys have ever talked about it on air, but Tommy just celebrated a year sober.
That's right.
And that's kind of how him and I connected again when he moved back home. So tattoos were kind of Tommy's therapy. So he'd come in and you know, it's not like I would force him to talk about anything like that, but we just you know, he kind of opened up, and it's a safe space for a lot of people to get tattooed. So we're going to use that booth as kind of a place where if you have self-harm scars, if you have a memorial tattoo, if you have something with just deep meaning that you got a tattoo, we're going to give you a quiet space. We have a curator. His name's Marquis Anderson. He actually has MLB credentials. He works with the Red Wings. He's a very big photographer and cinematographer.
Right, right.
He's going to be curating that entire booth for us, and it was sponsored by a group called Tattoos Save My Life.
Wow.
And we're going to be basically putting together a film package of all of these special moments, and you know, we're going to be releasing a series on YouTube.
That's really cool. I really like that.
So, yeah,
our hopes are that, like, you know, maybe those stories can help somebody.
It's very inspirational.
Maybe take that first step to sobriety, or just get their message out. That, like,
or
hey,
just talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
just give them a safe space.
If you guys are just tuning in, our boy Rob, who's the director of the 4th annual Flower City Tattoo Convention, and of course our boy Tommy Bechtold is live in the studio. So this is going to be the weekend of November 21st through the 23rd at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. Again, you can get your tickets where?
Flowercitytattoo.com.
And plug your social. Because what I was doing was going on your social, trying to figure out ideas of what artist do I think I would want to tattoo me?
Yeah.
Who, you know what I mean? What am I going to put on my lower, on my lower back?
Are you
going to
get a nice tramp stamp?
How can you trust someone with something like that? That's insane.
So we do like to, I mean, a lot of these artists, so the show started with a lot of like just my good homies, because I've traveled on this tattoo circuit for maybe like 10 years now, and I've met a ton of big name artists, and we've just all become really good friends. So there's a ton of people from Ink Masters. Laura Marie, who's our local Ink Master winner.
Yes.
She's going to be there.
Huge names coming to the show.
Yeah. Oliver Peck, who was a judge on Ink Masters for 11 years, he's going to be there. Jimmy Snaz is another real big name. He was on Ink Masters. He was the season that COVID kind of ended, so he was a finalist. His whole shop is going to be there. So there's a ton of different styles. And that's something that we really wanted to showcase. You know, it's not just a lot of traditional style tattoos. We have a lot of hyper realism artists that are there that can do like color portraits that look like photographs on you.
Awesome.
But they also compete every day for awards. Like there's multiple category awards every single day. There's tattoo of the day. There's big, massive prizes that we give out, and they're all created by the artists at the show. So it's a really neat thing.
Guys, if you want to go to the show, highly recommend it. 400 tattoo artists on site. You can get your tickets now at flowercitytattoo.com. Thank you guys so much for coming to the studio.
Yeah.
Tommy, we love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Check it out. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose in Breezy Breeze.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.